Mike Duncan is the president and CEO of the American Coalition for Clean Coal and Electricity. He's disappointed in these proposals on carbon emission cuts, which call for 30% in carbon reductions from 2005 levels by 2030. Duncan says his organization hopes to work with states on a continual basis to come up with solutions to those proposals.
Under the Clean Air Act, is this anticipated and can it be regulated under 111D? And we believe that the Clean Air Act was not intended for this. But if the court says, yes, it can be done that way, then we have to look at other legal issues having to do with, we believe, first of all, that the states have the ability to set these standards, that these are not national standards, that this section 111D of the Clean Air Act is very specific and states have primacy.
Under the new regulations, states will have 2 years to come up with plans to meet these carbon standards. They can also apply for extensions, which would allow them an additional 2 years to draft a strategy. However, the EPA, according to its proposal, will have to approve of these plans moving forward.
I expect that there will be litigation on both sides. I'm sure the environmental community will want this done faster and quicker and with different kinds of results. I think on the industry side, you're going to see manufacturers say, wait a minute, this is going to make us not competitive. I think you'll see the coal industry stand up and say this is not right.
There are 4 public hearings on the proposal to be held in the final week of July in Pittsburgh, Washington, D.C., Atlanta, and Denver. Some lawmakers are disappointed that a hearing was not scheduled for West Virginia. Duncan says he hopes to attend one of them. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Beneduccio in Morgantown.